If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
He who has an ear, let him hear the footsteps of Christ as he approaches the doors of heaven to return. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth, as it is in heaven. Us to the edge of life and death, bound by tears of wisdom. Give us this day. Give us the strength to reach out and touch the face.
Servant of the Most High, unabashed and unafraid. This is the Christopher Manti Show.
Thank you for joining me. Hope you enjoyed that new introduction. I threw that together yesterday. Pretty darn good, I think. Psychs me up. That's good enough, right? Welcome back to the Conservative Nation Radio Network and the Christopher Manti Show every Friday night, 9 to 11 p.m. Thanks for being with me. Remember, CNR Show on Twitter and Facebook. Find us at Conservative Nation Radio. And myself on Facebook at Manti Show, M-A-N-T-E-I Show. Please email me if that suits you, Christopher@conservativenationradio.org. Please don't forget traditionalamericanmovement.com and trinitymediaonline.com. This is the Trinity Media Studios, the fantastic facilities here broadcasting live. Worldwide. It truly is worldwide. The World Wide Web. The wonders of the mass communications that we have at our disposal today. Praise the Lord for it. Totally awesome. So thanks for joining me once again. I can't wait to deliver another quality program to your ears. And thank you all for your listenership, whether it be live right now or on podcast, you know, recorded, download later, whatever the nomenclature is nowadays. Thanks very much. I sincerely appreciate it. And my ratings last week were the highest ever for my show by far. So someone's listening. And I love you very much. Even if you don't agree, that is okay. Maybe spurs a thought in your mind, a spark, a brush fire. I'll take it. But if you want to talk to me, 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176 is the phone number to call. Or like I said, you can come in to chat with me here. I have a live chat room open. Or email me, Christopher@conservativenationradio.org. Okay, great. It is the 22nd day of March, 2013. My youngest son's birthday today. Fantastic day. Had cupcakes, cookies, lots of presents that included trains and more trains. Pretty awesome to be blessed with wonderful sons and a wife that is to match. Okay, tonight's program will feature the following topics because I said so. First of all, there's some stuff going on in Cyprus that you may or may not know about. You probably do. There's a bank problem. If you don't know how it relates to you or your life, you will soon because I'll explain it. In that same vein as monetary situations, Rand Paul has come out with a fantastic balanced budget plan that will balance in 5 years and have actual cuts, actual restraints in spending, and doesn't even touch the entitlements. It's pretty amazing. Today, right, 10 years since the 2003 Iraq War. I always want to say the second Iraq War or the continuation of it, because contrary to, I guess, the public opinion, it did not start 10 years ago. It started way before that. But our escalation in the region was 10 years ago. So the question is, what should our foreign policy as the United States be? What is it? What should it not be? What can't it be? All that. I'll go into that in my opinions on it. It's a unique take on it, I think. And in that part of the world, of course, now we've got our president visiting Israel for the first time. Thanks for that. And I just wanted to get into the Israeli versus Palestinian issue and media bias, because it was a profound revelation to me when I was in college a few years ago, like 15, my gosh, what year is it now? 2016 plus, 16 to 19 years ago. Well, whatever, a long time. I'm old. Going back to that, that's when this the media bias and those protagonists really – and really lit up for me as far as what's really going on in the world. And, of course, we've got the Bible program on the air now on History Channel. Of course, we've been talking about this now for the past two episodes, at least partially. And we had the third installment. So I posed the provocative question in my promotion for this program tonight. Is what does Satan look like? Because you may have seen a little similarity, a lot of folks did, between the depiction of Satan in the Bible movie that's currently being played and a certain president of the United States. It's undeniable, the resemblance. Is it intentional or not? I don't know. Well, we'll get into that. Remember, 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176 is the phone number. I'm sure, you know, today's day and age, you can call that from anywhere, toll-free, long distance included and all on these cell phone plans. So that's not an excuse, all right, people? And if it's really a problem, come into the chat room and ask it there, or just email me, christopher@conservativenationradio.org. Deal? Deal for me. Okay, thank you. As always, a pleasure to join you in Trinity Media Studios. So let's start this. And again, the program on History Channel here is the mini-series. We're through three episodes of the five, 6 hours out of the 10 total. And I have to watch it. Like I said, I have a you know, academic interest. I want to be entertained and see what people say about the Bible. And of course, there's that part of me that's really kind of miserable, which has to dissect and pick apart and criticize, positive or negative criticism, mind you, but mostly negative, usually, of anything like this, because I've been a student of the Bible for many years. And The record of motion picture or TV attempts at dramatization or exposition of the Bible is batting 0%. Complete and utter failures most of the time. Up until this production on History Channel, the most accurate I don't want to say I've seen every biblical film or show or whatever, but I've seen a lot of them. And Passion of the Christ was pretty darn close, except there's some parts that I just don't get it, as usual. And that had to do with Satan again. Most of the main issue for me with the Mel Gibson picture and then this new one is the depiction of Satan. In actually, a pretty similar in those two movies. In the Passion, he was, first of all, he appeared in a part of the Bible that he is not described as appearing in. So that is a insertion by Mr. Gibson, I assume. When Jesus was praying before he was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane, in the film version, Satan shows up and tries to tempt him there. Satan in that movie wears a black cloak with a hood. He is bald. I guess he's a he because he's very presented as very androgynous. And kind of whispers a lot and stuff. And kind of looks like a weird old strung out European guy. You know, I don't know. And that was, it's totally, you know, shaved and just definitely weird looking, okay? A monster or a villain of some kind in some movie, yeah, but Satan in the Bible, not even close. That was the Passion. And then, of course, in this The Bible Show, incredibly similar, actually, again, with the black robe and the black hood, and the face was, it did look like President Obama. It did. He was actually in a real quick clip in the first episode as well when they showed the Garden of Eden. We can go into that also. Again, people believe there was a snake in the garden. There was not. Anyway, it's time for a break already because I'm not the only show on the air, and yet here I go babbling on. And Babylon is not what my show is for. So let us talk about, first of all, the number one show on the network, the flagship of conservativenationradio.org, Soldiers of Patriotism on Sundays. We conservatives like things to be predictable, right? Dependable, reliable, and like the true professionals that they are. The anchors, Michael Smith and Bing Fisher, still roll out Soldiers of Patriotism every Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central Time. Would not be conservativenationradio.org without Michael B. and Uncle Bing. Now, would it? No. So do not miss our signature show, flagship broadcast, Soldiers of Patriotism, Sundays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. Please don't forget to tune into that. That's Sunday. And now I would just like to announce we have a Saturday program as well. That will be tomorrow, if my information is correct, also at 4 p.m. Eastern. And it's going to be great. Cannot wait to bring that to you. And it's actually a gentleman who has we've had a show for quite a while already on another network, so to speak, but now he's joining us, and I couldn't be happier about it. Really can't say a whole lot more. Things are still being finalized, but tune in tomorrow, will you? ConservativeNationRadio.org for the Saturday program. It'll blow you away. So now every day we've got programs for you and maybe even more than one per day. And that is very exciting news. So thank you for supporting our network. Please share it with your friends, bookmark it, and go back often, check in Facebook and all that good stuff. Big things are coming. Let's talk to you for a second here about Patriot Depot, if you please. Now let's assume you're listening to conservativenationradio.org. You are a conservative. You love America and our Constitution, just like we do. Now, since that's the case, you're going to want a Supply Depot to get everything from books, bumper stickers, T-shirts, to flags, everything. And your pipeline to all that good stuff is right here, conservativenationradio.org. Just go to our website and click on the Patriot Depot banner. Patriot Depot banner on the site. That will take you to the best-known warehouse for all of your conservative revolution needs. So, wave your flag and proudly display your love for the United States and the conservative revolution starting right now. Go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the conservative revolution. Real conservatism for real conservatives, and we will be right back.
Things not seen.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Foreclosure is hard on every member of the family, but your family is not alone. If you're struggling with your mortgage, there is help. To learn about the government's Making Home Affordable program, visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE to speak to a HUD-approved housing counselor. It's free of charge. Visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE today. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, NeighborWorks America, and the Ad Council.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Till 11 p.m. Eastern, as always. Resistance, as you heard. Sorry about that. We'll be here till 11 o'clock, as always. Please give me a call if you'd like to join me. 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176. Or email me, Christopher@conservativenationradio.org. Or come on into the page here and chat with us. Is right below the broadcast player. There's a chat room. Say who you are and go for it. Please ask away. So we're talking about Satan, of course, like every good Christian should. Actually, I mean that. I was thinking about this week, and pretty sure this is true. I think the key to understanding the Bible for real, not the TV show, the actual book, whatever version you're particular to, the key to unlocking it is Satan himself. I don't mean you need his help. I mean studying him and his appearances, where he appears, at what times, what happens, what he says, what he does throughout the Bible. He is more than once or twice. He's there a lot. And really, when you dig down, drill down, on what he is all about and what God is doing with him and around him and talking to him. And he does. You know, the grand conflict comes into focus, into view. And there is nothing that will clarify all the confusion that you might have about the Bible and what has happened in the past and what is happening now and what will happen in the future as Satan's participation in that story, in that timeline. So I strongly encourage you to do a study on your own. First thing you have to remember is Satan has more than one name. Most of them are in Book of Revelation, chapter 12, or just list them. Dragon, the serpent, devil, Satan, the beast, false prophet, on and on. He has other titles too. Same guy. Different roles, and we can really get into that. I could do a whole show just on that. I could do several shows just on Satan's appearances in the Bible. Anyway, let's focus like a laser beam here. Take my own advice. What does Satan look like? Well, again, in the Bible TV show, he's wearing a black robe, he has a hood on, and he looks like President Obama. He's got a mole on his face. That's the actor. I'm sorry, but he does. And you could see under the hood, he's got some white hair sticking out, like an unkept 60-year-old or something. Very similar to the Mel Gibson version in that movie. Point is, the Bible says nothing like that. He doesn't look anything like that. It gets specific, if you'll indulge me. In Revelation, it says, remember, he has many names. And in Revelation 13, 13:11, I beheld another beast coming out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. All right. Now, again, this is a lot of symbology. It doesn't mean it's not literally happening, but it means it's symbolic imagery. A beast coming out of the earth. You remember, Satan was cast out of heaven into the earth in Revelation 12. So now he's coming out of the earth. Again, symbolism, but it's important symbolism. He brings out his locust army of fallen angels with him. Coming up out of the earth, he had two horns. Okay, now right there, you're saying, oh, devil, two horns. Yes, we've seen that. This is the old stereotype of the they're either the big old ram horns, right? Like in the old photographs, or the little teeny pointy ones that dot our popular culture. Imagery of the devil. Well, it says here, two horns of a lamb, like a lamb. A lamb, it has very, very small horns, and they're kind of twisty and stuff. But who's the lamb? The lamb of God is Jesus Christ. And he spake as a dragon. He spake speaks like a dragon because he is the dragon. The previous chapter just told you his name, among other things, was the dragon. So he looks like Jesus, and he speaks like Satan because he is Satan. All right, that's one spot. There's another portion where it'll tell you quite literally what he looks like and how smart he is. And he's not some doddering old guy. Ezekiel. chapter 28. Thus saith the Lord, thou sealest up the sum. Full pattern is the way to say that, best expressed in English. You are the full pattern, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Uh-oh. Now, do you see in any depiction of him in a movie? Do you see anything resembling perfect in beauty? The Hebrew word is yofi, splendor, brightness. Remember, what is Lucifer's light? Okay, the morning star. Again, who is the true morning star? Jesus Christ. But Lucifer, shining. Actually, if you go back to the root word of serpent, it means shining one, brightness, beauty, yofi, splendor, brightness, beauty, gracefulness of a woman. Okay? Can we make it any more plain? This dude looks good. Looks real good. And not only that, but if he resembles anyone in the universe, it would be Jesus. Now, how do you expect Jesus to look? I'm sure you've seen a picture or two. And frankly, it's probably not too far off, because if you believe the Shroud of Turin, and there's a very compelling case to be made that it is actually real. Well, we know the Shroud is real, but it's authentic. It actually might indeed show the image of the resurrected Jesus. Anyway, that's another topic for another day. Point being, you've seen a picture of Jesus, and it's probably reasonably close to how he looked when he was walking in the flesh here. That is the closest you're going to get to Satan. If take your Jesus picture on your wall or from your church or wherever you maybe seen it, and make it prettier, better looking, more alluring, tempting. That might start to get to the biblical definition of what Satan looks like. Right? And the angels too. His angels are nowhere are they described as hideous monsters with wings or fangs or scary faces. Hair like women, actually, is one of the ways. So be careful. Be careful about what you believe about him and about fallen angels in general, because they are not what the culture is telling you they are. Even this blows my mind, because the culture it has unwitting participants, like I'm sure the people who made the Bible movie, Roma Downey and Survivor guy, eluding my mind right now. They are of good intention. They think this is what the Bible says. It doesn't. They're influenced by outside forces, by extra-biblical things, non-biblical things. They're not sticking to the script when it shows Satan in a black hood, like an old man, vaguely resembling President Obama. Not correct. Why does that matter? Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit more after the break. Right now it's 30 minutes after the hour on the Christopher Manti program, 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176. We'll be here till 11 o'clock, and we'll be back right after this.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? But everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
Trinity Media Studios, welcome back, and thank you for joining me as always. 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176 is the phone number. Christopher@conservativenationradio.org is my email address. Shoot me a mail there and ask me questions or comments or tell me to go to heck. No matter. No problem. Of course, chat room is open as well, and conservativenationradio.org is the place to be. Twitter, member at CNR Show, if you want to tweet us. And Facebook, my show is Manti Show. Right? Manti Show. MANTEISHOW on Facebook. Or our network page on Facebook is Conservative Nation Radio. Okay? Please don't forget that. Also, traditionalamericanmovement.com. Pay a visit there. And TrinityMediaOnline.com. All right. We were getting to the bottom of what Satan looks like in the Bible, and why is it that productions of biblical tales don't reflect him accurately? I don't know why. I think maybe they have a preconceived notion with a guy with the red skin and a tail and giant horns and fangs and looks, or goat's feet and all this stuff, and then they read the Bible and they find none of that's really in there, so they have to make something look scary or weird. I'll go out and say Satan is not scary or weird. He has great wisdom and beauty. That's what the Bible says. He's a murderer, yes. He's evil, yes. He has the power of the air. Stew on that for a while. He has supernatural abilities. And he's never given those up. And he won't be giving those up until Christ returns. And he is locked away, literally under a lock and key, for 1,000 years. Until that moment, he has supernatural powers and abilities to deceive the pants off of you. There is only one way to battle that, and that is the seal of God. Right? That's the Holy Spirit. That's Jesus and his sealing on you. That's a lot of work to get there, folks. You can't just wake up one day and think you can recognize some red dude with a long trench coat and a tail sticking out. Oh, that's the devil. I'm out of here. Right now, he is locked in heaven. I believe he has been locked there. Not locked there. He's been prevented. He's restrained, if you know your scriptures. Restrained by Michael, the archangel. And he's been there since he tempted Jesus in the desert. Do you remember that part of the story? That's where the Bible, the movie, shows where we basically left off this last episode this week of the TV show. Satan was tempting Jesus in the desert. And Jesus says, "Get behind me." And it's a really interesting word study, and if you go into the Greek there, it's really cool, I think. I think from that moment on, he was, and it even says angels came to minister to him and all that. So I think he was taken off the earth and taken to heaven and is restrained there until right before the end, where he is cast back out. And then you get to see him face to face. That's really the main issue of this is, again, like I said earlier, following the story, following the breadcrumbs linearly, what he is doing, when he did it. And, you know, the Old Testament, in Genesis, in the Garden of Eden, in the book of Job, Satan says, "I am walking to and fro on the earth." And God even asked him, "Where have you been?" So at that point, he did not have tabs on him. God did not have tabs on Satan. He's going wherever he wanted, easily. So he was on the earth regularly. But when I say on the earth, it means people could see him. He's there like someone's in the next room next to you, just as real, visible, and tangible. Now, again, he has supernatural powers of, in my opinion, traveling from one place to the next, but, and other things, but point is, when he's on the earth, he's not invisible and he's not a spirit. God is a spirit. Everyone else has a body. So anyways, he was on the earth, and then up all through the Old Testament, he was heaven, earth, all over the place, and then he was restrained by Christ, and he will remain that way until he's evicted by Michael per Revelation 12. It has not happened yet. It has not happened yet. I know many denominations teach that that battle has already happened, and it's in the past. That is a lie. It's raging right now, and when it's over, Satan will be here, and you can see him, as well as his angels. And when he does appear, you will see that he is not a dude in a black robe with a hood, ugly, disturbing, androgynous. Well, maybe androgynous. not like you've seen in the movies, okay? Bottom line on that. So what does Satan look like? He's probably the best-looking dude you ever saw. And if he resembles anyone, it would be Jesus himself. He is here to deceive you, not make you cringe in disgust at his appearance or shriek at his weird behavior or his dirty robe or his black hood. Okay? Get it out of your minds. I don't care what you've seen on TV or the movies. Get it out of your head. He doesn't look like that. I believe Satan's real. I believe he's in heaven right now, trying to influence. Yes. And again, he's soon to appear de facto. That means on the earth in person, just like he used to be. I'll be back. I'll be back. And then that's what you would call the Great Tribulation when he's here. Anywho, that is about all I have to say about that right now. We have to move on. And I did want to touch on the Israeli versus Palestinian issue. There's so much to go over about this. I'll give you a teaser real quick, then we'll take a quick break, and then come on back and get into it. I used to be fairly left-wing in college. And except for the abortion issue, I was liberal in pretty much every way. I never turned my back on my Christianity or the common sense knowledge that abortion's evil. However, on other things, I was. I have no one to blame for that but myself. The point is, one of the real things that brought me out of that was paying attention to what's happening in and around Jerusalem and these so-called Palestinians. There is no land called Palestine. It was an invention of the British. The biblical word is Philistine. Philistia is the homeland, which today would be Gaza, right? You hear of the Gaza Strip, okay? Philistia. Remember Goliath, David and Goliath? Those were Philistines. Goliath was a Philistine. Today, they'd be called Palestinians, okay? Other than that little area, there's no nation, there's no homeland. When Israel was first created, they were basically Jordanians. And they had to go live in Jordan again. Somebody attacked the Jews and they said, all right, we're taking this. So you don't attack us again. Anyway, I'm late. Remember, not the only show here. Christopher Manti Program is here 9 to 11 every Friday. But there are other fantastic shows, including my friend Duke Brooks. Radio Free America is his program. It is on every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central. So join Duke on conservativenationradio.org Mondays at 7 for Radio Free America. Now, Duke administers the Senator Joe McCarthy Facebook page, which is probably why NBC didn't hire him to fly a National Network News helicopter or do anything else. But if you love history, politics, flying, and the occasional William F. Buckley quote, check out Duke Brooks on Radio Free America, Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. And we will be right back.
Things not seen.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
A boy born in Joplin, Missouri, was fascinated by anything with wheels and a motor. The odds of him going on to fascinate millions with his talent? 1 in 260,000. The odds of this born racer having 157 career top 10 finishes in NASCAR? 1 in 125 billion. But every driver seeks the pinnacle of their achievements. The odds of him winning both the Daytona 500 and the Brickyard 400 in the same year? 1 in 195 million. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm NASCAR driver Jamie McMurray, and my niece has autism. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Vince Gill for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Real life's not a song. In less than it takes to play my latest hit, someone will be killed or injured in an alcohol-related crash. So next time you're out with someone who's been drinking, don't let them take the wheel. Take the keys instead. Sad stories make great songs, but happy endings make better lives. That's why friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Appreciate you calling or visiting in any way. Email christopher@conservativenationradio.org or chat room, whatever you want. Feel free to do that. I'm here till 11 p.m. Eastern. It's now 47 after the hour. And we've been talking about some stuff. Just getting into Israeli versus Palestinians and media bias. Again, I used to be a pretty liberal guy on most issues, and this was one of them. But then you see, really get into the history of it all and what happened in Israel. And every time you see some report, it's always about the poor Palestinians. And, you know, nobody wants to see innocent people driven out of their homes or mistreated or apartheid, you know, any of this, okay, these accusations that get thrown around and thrown around and thrown around. So it gets so tiring after a while. I'm like, well, you know, where's the evidence of all this? You know, all I see is bombs. I see murdering innocent Israelis, Jews and otherwise, by the way. But, of course, the Jews are the targets, even their school children, not military targets. Soft targets, as it were, weddings, buses. It's disgusting. And even after all that, and suicide bombings, and just gruesome, every kind of disgusting act, every kind of murder and rape you can imagine, and the comeback is, well, they're on our land. Does not make sense. Even if that charge was true, the response is not valid. Sorry. So, little quick history lesson. 1948, Israel, the nation, is chartered by the United Nations. It is immediately attacked. By the way, it's much smaller than the current nation of Israel is, the borders. It's attacked by several, basically every surrounding country. A little tiny newborn Israel beats them all back. Now, you would think they learned a lesson. 1967 rolls around, they attack again. We're talking to all these dudes, okay? Iraq, Syria, Egypt, Jordan. Just gross, like every direction. They all declare war because the Jews are there. They need to exterminate them. Israel has to go because they're not Muslim. Okay, that's the bottom line. They're not Muslim, and their dictators at home say that this is a threat to you. We must attack them, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, this is where the veil starts to fall and the scales fall from my eyes on this when I was in college. And then I would see, you know, leftists of all stripes, right, in the media and otherwise, and in my school and everywhere else, deny all this. Like it never happened, or it doesn't matter. Or they're lying. You know, I mean, just stupidity. Anyway, 1967 rolls around, and Israel's like, forget this. We're not being attacked anymore. Wars have consequences, as I heard once. You want to hear election have consequences, right? Oh, elections have consequences. That's true. They do. Wars have even bigger consequences, not the least of which is change of land. You attack, you lose some land. That's all Israel did. It took the Sinai Peninsula from Egypt, because that's where they attacked from. It took the Golan Heights from Syria, because that's where they attacked from. It took East Jerusalem from Jordan, because that was right in the heart of the matter. It took the West Bank of the Jordan River, also belonging to Jordan. This is called payback, folks. So now we have a larger country, so they can't get attacked like that anymore, because those are high grounds, geographically speaking, and staging areas, okay? Israel, the country, is the size of New Jersey, if you can appreciate that scale, and the population is New York City. So this is a nothing country, geographically, population-wise. It never threatened anybody. There's no reason to. And this is the reality of it all. And now I start to see how biased the media is. Some of it is anti-Semitism, as you would say, anti-Jewish sentiment, pro-Muslim. Politically correct, left-wing ideology. At some point, I'm not sure when exactly, but at some point, the leftists all over the world align themselves with Islam, probably because they admired them fighting the evil Christian colonialist, what have you. What they perceive as right-wing things, anti-communist stuff. They saw an ally of convenience in Islam, so they cast their lot with them. And so it is till this day. It remains that way. So whenever you see any type of opinions, or even you go to Drudge, he'll point out, like, oh, by the way, Reuters just reporting on a visit by the president and non-incendiary speech with Netanyahu or whatever. They'll throw in the phrase like occupied lands or refugees or, you know, charge statements that reveal their true intention and their true motivation of deceiving you. They want into your brain and they want to make you think like they do. And it works a lot. I'm not saying it's, it's all laughable. Ha ha, now we know what they do. Well, lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of folks are deceived because of this and don't never get out of it, all right? That's how the leftist thinking prevails. It counts on the hearers being ignorant. So that's my take on that. Again, we can go way, way deeper into that. But again, this also has to do with our people say, oh, our foreign, U.S. foreign policy, this and that. I'm going to get into that after the break, after 10. And what should our foreign policy be? And, you know, 10 years after we re-engaged in Iraq, the anniversary, I believe, is today. We should stop and reflect, and should we have even done that? Should we have done anything preceding that? What should our policy be after all? And I have a disagreement with a lot of folks, really. I mean, I'm kind of right in the middle of what it should be, so we'll kind of flesh that out here after the break. But what should we be doing? How engaged should we be? Should we be totally detached, non-interventionist, as libertarians would say? Is that any different than isolationist? I don't think there is a difference. I think it's a distinction without a difference. I think it's choosing your phrasing of choice, spin it one way or the other, but I don't really know the difference. So, but that's a valid point of view. So I don't know if it's right or what is that's what it should be. Then of course is the other extreme of being involved everywhere at every time, and that runs the gamut from military action to foreign aid, which a lot of that can go. Foreign bases on foreign lands and commitment of resources and bodies. So all that stuff can come up, and we'll talk about that after the break. This is the Christopher Manti radio program on Conservative Nation Radio Network. My phone number is 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. Or email me if you want, christopher@conservativenationradio.org. Come in and chat. Be happy to talk to you there. Question, comment. If you're interested in being a guest on the show, or if you know someone who could be, if you represent someone or want to see someone on, any of that stuff, I have a form you can fill out. It'll come right to me if you want to email me, but there's a form right on conservativenationradio.org on my show page there. If you click on my show on Friday nights, there'll be a form right there. Boom. Fill it out, send it, and I'll be happy to get you on or try to get who you suggest. Okay? Just another idea. Throwing it out there for you, because interaction is the name of the game. Be happy to entertain it always in every way. Again, 718-305-7176 is the phone number. Again, tonight, second half of the program, we're going to be talking about 10 years since the 2003 Iraq War. What should U.S. foreign policy be? The Rand Paul balanced budget submission and the Cyprus bank situation. Ooh, exciting stuff, right? Well, I hope to make it entertaining for you. As we approach the top of the hour here, we'll be back in just a moment. This is Christopher Manti, your host, here till 11 o'clock Eastern every Friday night, conservativenationradio.org. And we'll be back right after this.
If you love America, you're among friends here. conservativenationradio.org.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCSforAutomation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
Are you tired of your hard-earned money going to support liberal and progressive enterprises? I know I am. That's why I shop at thethirdlantern.com. This conservative marketplace ensures that your money is well spent and supports conservative entrepreneurs dedicated to making their products here in America. Look, I'm a business owner. I know how hard it can be to get your product out there. Get on his vendors list, and it will help your sales. I have had his barbecue sauce. It is amazing. Check out the website, thethirdlantern.com. That's the number 3, rdlantern.com. Send your liberal friends there and tell them Higg and Resch sent you. Thethirdlantern.com. Put your money where your ideology is.
Enjoy this. And my number is 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. Or come in the chat room or call me or email me, Christopher@conservativenationradio.org. This is the Trinity Media Studios, the phenomenally equipped location. And hope it's coming in loud and clear where you are. Thank you for, again, joining me live or downloaded after the fact. I sincerely appreciate that. I've been getting a lot of listeners that way, significant amounts, actually, very significant amounts. So I'm so thankful for that, and I hope it's worth your while. Even if you're just here for the metal, because I know that's why I would be here. No, seriously. No, I am serious. I would tune in just for that. Because there's not enough of it on the radio. It's too good. Too good. It's eclectic, right? I'm trying to branch out here and be a little different. And that's me. After all, Christopher Manti Show, here till 11 o'clock. So please tell your friends. Spread the word. We're on Facebook, remember, Manti Show. And also the network itself is on Facebook at Conservative Nation Radio. And Twitter at CNR Show. Okay, just remember all that and tweet out and Facebook out and all that good stuff. So thank you for joining me once again. So what is this foreign policy that we have? 10 years ago, President Bush decided that in the aftermath of September 11th, that threats to America should be dealt with, and can't really argue with that. He wanted to finish off Saddam Hussein. I agree with that premise because, now, remember, our fight with him started way before 2003, 1989, that, 1990, excuse me, that Saddam Hussein's Iraq, first of all, they invaded Iran, number one, 1980, fought them for 8 years, and took a year off, and then invaded Kuwait, which was much easier to conquer, because he was a jerk. A pathetic loser, wimp, and butcher, but never attacked America. But then the previous president, Bush the Elder, 41, whatever you call him, George H.W. Bush, he decided with a bunch of other UN members that this would not stand. Okay. You know, there was oil interest there. We didn't want oil prices going through the roof. I understand that. Kuwait was something of an ally. Point is, we made the decision well before 2003, 13 years before that, to go to Iraq. It was a true, and of course, if you remember, if you're old enough, I'm sure you are, what a resounding easy victory it was to evict him from Kuwait, and then good old Stormin' Norman Schwarzkopf and the rest of the folks, they were ready to march to Baghdad, take this MF-er out, and be done with it. Be done with him. He was really causing a lot of trouble in that part of the world for a long time. Why didn't we do that? All right. Again, the decision was made. You might have the debate of should we have gone to Iraq or not. You're talking about 1990. That's when the decision was made. Because once we were there, and then we decided that Saddam would live, and would not only live but retain power. What a stupid decision that was. Colin Powell, I hold responsible for that. Idiot decision. Stupidity. I mean, President Bush also, he didn't fight it, of course. He's the commander-in-chief. He could have overridden that recommendation. Said, get Saddam out of here and bring the guys home, and that's that. Well, we didn't. Asinine move, but we didn't do it. It proved to be disastrous because it kept us there 1991, after we won already, but didn't finish the job. 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 98. President Clinton finally said, okay, we do want Saddam to leave. We're going to step up the attacks. And you know how it goes. And then back and forth and back and forth, and Saddam's doing this and we're doing that, and tit for tat, and minor escalation here and lies and propaganda there, and oh man, could not stand it. By the time 5 more years rolled around, I could not wait to get this dude out. Just do it the right way, kill him and come home. So that was my take on it. Should we have been there to begin with? I don't know. Seems like even though, well, once we decided to go there, we went about it all wrong. We left Saddam in power, and we paid the price for that for 13, 15, 18 years, 20 years, 20 years. The amount of money and lives is just was stupidly. It's waste. It was wasted, really. Saddam eventually, of course, was captured and hung, and his kids and the whole nine, and things finally got a little better. But probably shouldn't have been that way. So what should our foreign policy be? Again, a lot of folks that I align with right now, the one thing of Campaign for Liberty that I do not agree with is non-interventionist foreign policy. I believe that to me means isolationism. Isolationism led to World War II. And again, attacks on us, on our homeland. So I don't see the advantage to that. There are forces in this world that are against the United States for superficial reasons and for spiritual reasons. Again, if you want to get all Bible on you here, but I guess let's go to church for a second. Tonight, my head of the tribe. Okay, any of these names ring a bell. Point is, I think there's a larger purpose to this nation. We have to be involved. Some places, sometimes. Absolutely necessary. If not, Satan gets victories. Islam gets victories. Communism gets victories. And they're all coming here. That's the common theme. Socialism, communism, Islam, every kind of evil. Satan doesn't like us, this thing that God started here, this individual rights thing and freedom of religion, because all that means is freedom of Christianity, teach, preach, believe, spread the Bible, the Word of God. That's the bottom line. That's why we are what we are. Or have been, at least. Is that over with? I'm not sure. But that is why we're here, and that's why I think we need to be involved sometime, somewhere. I tell you what I am opposed to. Foreign aid. All of it. It's bogus. It's stupid. If there was a valid time for it, it's past. We can't afford it. I don't care who the country is. You don't need our money. You don't need my money. We don't have it. Stop bilking the American taxpayers. So all foreign aid can end. 90%+ of our bases overseas can close. Yes, it would make it harder to have contingency plans. I understand that. If there was something that blew up in, you know, Russia, northern Russia one day, or the Middle East the next day, or Korea the next day, or India, Pakistan. I understand that. I get it. But at the same time, there are bases in Japan and Germany from the 1940s. They were. If you told them then you'll be open in 2013, they would have laughed their ass off. It's how ridiculous it's become. So I'm for closing most, if not all, of our foreign bases, all foreign aid, but willing to be engaged in any place where the Lord has us be. So what does that make me? I'm not sure. Non-committal, walking the line. I don't know. It's not a view that I've heard expressed, fleshed out other places. I don't know anyone else who would agree with me. And that's all right with me. I'll stand alone. That's no problem. But if you do, give me a call, 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176. This is the Christopher Manti Show. Thank you for joining me. 10:15 Eastern Time. And it's time to talk about traditionalamericanmovement.com. Now, the leftist media would like conservatives like us to think we're just a few lonely voices in the wilderness. But do not be fooled. Americans identify themselves as conservatives outnumber liberals and leftists by 2-1 in many, many polls. If you respect traditional American values, there is a place for you to call home on the internet. It is traditionalamericanmovement.com, or TradAM, as we call ourselves. Traditionalamericanmovement.com is the place where real conservatives can meet up without those turf wars. It's so important that we don't have those. Unite or die. So meet up there without these turf wars and find out what's new in the conservative community. Join up, find out what's happening, and be a part of the revolution, all on traditionalamericanmovement.com. That's traditionalamericanmovement.com. I hope to see you there soon. TradAM, of course, the liberal free website. And piggybacking on that, traditional American values like privacy and protection of that privacy goes along exactly with what we're trying to do with Conservative Nation Radio. That's why we are partnering with LifeLock. ConservativeNationRadio.org is proud to be associated with the most effective identity security and credit monitoring service that there is, LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. So, to protect your identity with LifeLock, go to conservativenationradio.org, click on the LifeLock banner. That is conservativenationradio.org, click on the LifeLock banner. And we'll be back right after this.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We've been married 38 years, we're retired, and this is how we live united.
We play golf and we travel, but we also decided we were going to give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
I do the nursing at the clinic.
I work the front office, checking in patients, greeting them, making them feel comfortable.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places. The places that need it most and implement it best.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too.
We even get a few bless yous. It's incredible.
We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic, so we don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
The Internet's official rhino hunting safari.
Things Not Seen has returned.
Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Yes, indeed, I am your host, Manti. Back on the air. Don't be alarmed. Things Not Seen was the previous title of this program. It has been changed. Nothing else has changed. Just the name. Okay. Was Things Not Seen is Christopher Manti Show. I thought it would be best to call it by my name. Oh, by the way, ChristopherManti.com is up and running. That is the place to keep up with me and all my endeavors. This radio show, of course, has a page there. You can go there and listen, find out about it, about my company, Trinity Media. My blog is hosted there now. Just everything. So if you're interested in me, what I'm doing, my Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff is tied in. Anyhow, ChristopherManti.com. Go there. And please give me a call here if you'd like. 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176. The phone number, Christopher at conservativenationradio.org, to email. if that floats your boat. And I do enjoy floating a boat now and then. So join me. Okay. I never actually got to this Rand Paul thing, but check this out, guys. How many times? This is Washington, D.C. has its own way of talking and obfuscating and skirting the issue and kicking the can. And one of the big ways they do that is presenting 10-year budgets. Projections 10 years out. 10 years out. Guys, there is no elected official that has a 10-year term. Get it? They intentionally do this to say, you know, well, even if it goes exactly the right way, I might be out of office, so it might not work. What the heck is the use of a 10-year budget? So, Rand Paul, my man, love him. My choice for president, as I've told you many times. He has come out this week with a 5-year budget plan. Okay, good, positive, nice step. Not only that, it balances the budget in 5 years. Now that's interesting. Of course, all the, you know, the first thought is, well, it got to be a lot of Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid cuts or reforms or what have you, because that's the main driver of the deficit, right? And we're out of whack. Our budget is spending far more than we're taking in. That's a deficit. Well, he says, my 5-year budget plan addresses all of these problems by instituting real reforms, including, here's the points, cutting the corporate tax rate to 17% to make our country competitive again in global jobs market. Now, it's much higher than that now. It's almost double that. And the rest of the world is in the teens. So we're stupid not to do that. I agree with that. Instituting a flat tax of income tax of 17%, because when people keep more of what they earn, the economy prospers. I'm fine with that. Basically, if you're in the 15% income bracket right now, you'll get a slight, I guess, raise in your taxes, but everyone else would come down, and the one above would come down, but any below would come up. There is no 0% federal income tax. That sounds nice. Everyone pays into it. Everyone feels the pain. Everyone now wakes up to the fact that, hey, wait a minute. I don't like them stealing my money. Maybe you'll care about your government more. And kicking progressives out. I'm a fair tax person. I don't believe there should be an income tax at all. I think taxing income is bogus and borderline illegal. But it is, you know, it's in the Constitution now. They amended it to say income tax is fine. So can't really argue that, but forget all these loopholes and flat taxes and all the rest. I say zero, no IRS, no income tax, just tax what you spend. Your spending habits, you spend more, you get taxed more. You don't spend a lot, you don't get taxed a lot. The end, right? Sounds good. Look at a fair tax. That's just me. Anyway, back to Rand Paul. Okay, so we got a corporate income tax down to 17, a flat income tax for everyone of 17. He will eliminate the departments. Oh, this is the good stuff. Eliminate the departments, that's plural, departments of education, commerce, and housing and urban development. Woo-ah! Please, can we get some applause for this guy? Wow. Okay. You don't need to laugh. I just wanted the applause there. He's eliminating 3 different departments of the federal government for the first time in forever. Education, 1. Commerce, 2. Housing and Urban Development, otherwise known as HUD, gone. Thank you, Lord. Repealing Obamacare and Dodd-Frank. Those are two ginormous regulatory, of course, bills that you know, laws. One's the healthcare system and one's the banking system, which radically hamper job creation. Repeal both of them. Good. I'm down with that. Freezing taxpayer handouts to foreign countries at $5 billion because American taxpayers shouldn't be forced to hand their hard-earned dollars over to foreign countries when we're struggling here at home. Well, that's what I was talking about earlier with foreign aid. He's being nice about this and saying $5 billion total. It's much more than that now, of course. But capping it at $5 billion, I say cap it at zero, okay? I'm not down with anything right now. But this would be a huge improvement, gigantic, over what we've got going on now. And Rand Paul concludes by saying, and you and I can do all this without raising taxes or touching Social Security or Medicare benefits. That is fascinating. And with all that happening, you'd balance the budget in 5 years. That's 2000. If this was enacted today, by 2018, we'd have a balanced budget. Again, this doesn't even go to the lengths that I would. Balanced budget amendment should be in the Constitution. There should be a fair tax instead of an income tax. There should be no foreign aid, right? Things like that. I would improve it even more. But this would be such a sea change in the way America is thinking and the way the government operates. It would, you know, people are having heart attacks about this quote-unquote sequester that doesn't even cut spending at all. I mean, literally, it doesn't cut it. Stops it from growing. It'd be like, again, I just have to relate this real quick. If you were due to get a 5% raise this year and you only ended up getting a 2% raise, would you call it a cut in your pay? No, but that's what the government does. Anyways, that's what Rand Paul is suggesting, and I think that would be so completely awesome if that were to happen. Could hardly contain my joy. And I just, of course, don't foresee it happening because you have a bunch of left-wing nuts in the Senate that will never even touch that. So forget it. But it's good that it's out there and good for people who are interested to see that real solutions are possible and are being advanced by our advocates. Rand Paul, Mike Lee, even Marco Rubio, you know, a bunch of dudes, Ted Cruz in the Senate are really standing up for us. So much, much, much appreciated to them. By the way, they're all quote unquote Tea Party guys or were elected because of us. So I'll just throw that out there. 718-305-7176 is the number, 718-305-7176. This is the Christopher Manti radio program. 28 after the hour now. Only one more half hour to go, and I'm out of here for the night. I hope you're enjoying it so far. We've covered a bunch of stuff. And when we come back after the break, I want to touch on the Cyprus situation. If you don't know, I'll give you the lowdown and tell you what it means to you and your life. And what it could mean for the world economy and all that good stuff. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. This is the Manti Show on Conservative Nation Radio Network every Friday, 9 to 11 Eastern. And we'll be right back.
Wow, yeah, since the storm, it's been crazy busy for us. We got all kinds of office desks coming in. Now, here's a fancy one right here. It's missing a leg, but that's all right. Whatever. Washers and dryers from a laundromat. Wow, check this out. Another deep fryer. And I'm not sure what this doohickey is. Yeah, most businesses weren't ready for a storm like that, you know. But our work's really piling up here at Roberts & Son Salvage.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
If you're wondering where Rush goes to do his show prep, you found it.
Sure is. My anti-show is back on the air. Back with you, Trinity Media Studios, 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176 is the number, and I'm here for 30 more minutes, and then you lost me, so give me a call. Cyprus, what the heck is going on over there, you're saying? What is going on over there? This week, it's so convoluted by now. This week, the story came out that a little island nation known as Cyprus, between Greece and Turkey, it's had its share of problems over the years. Of course, it's part of the European Union, and you've known about all their economic troubles for quite a while because they're all socialists and they spent themselves to hell and they can't get out of it, so they think. So they're just cutting social programs and their equivalent of Social Security and retirement benefits and all stuff, and people go crazy and blah blah blah. Well, so all these countries are broke, basically. Germany isn't, but they seem like the only ones. So there is a need to keep bailing out these little countries because they can't handle themselves and they're irresponsible and ridiculous. Cyprus is the latest. Now, in order to get another bailout from Germany, basically, their brilliant idea to raise the funds to pay back this bailout was to forcibly take a percentage of every person's savings in the country. That's right. If you have a savings account in Cyprus, you'd be taxed up to 10%, immediately gone. You just lost it because the government couldn't stop spending. You get legal theft. And it was so outrageous. So obvious a scheme before it was implemented, they delayed it because people were pouring into the streets saying, how dare you do this, blah, blah, blah. These are working class people. They're not super rich folks, and they're not, you know, special. They're just normal people like we have here. Their savings is going to go away. And there's nothing saying it would stop at 10%. Some would be other percentages, and some would be maybe less, some would be more. At some point, there would be another round of it. You know, this is just so bad, so blatant, that there was a big uproar. Say, okay, well, government says, okay, we're going to hold off on this. Let's talk about it some more. Not let's scrap it. Not let's, oh, that was a bad idea. No, let's just wait. Wait. In the meantime, the banks are closed. The government closed down all the banks in the country. Till it was supposed to be until yesterday, but I don't think they opened today. Because common sense says, if you start doing this or even threaten to do this, if I have money in my bank, I'm taking every damn cent of it out right now. You're not stealing anything from me. I worked too hard for this. I scrimped and saved, or maybe I got something from my parents or grandparents or a business that I've had or whatever. It's so horrible. Anyways, of course they think everyone's going to make a run on the banks and get their money out. Well, they couldn't stand that. I mean, the banks there couldn't afford it. There'd be no banks. That's how ridiculous this point of that we've reached. Okay. That's coming here is what I'm telling you. Why wouldn't it? There's no the individual taxpayer, the free citizen, is the one who makes all this go anyway. It makes every government go. And eventually, if they don't stop, there's nowhere else to get the money. What are they going to do? Stop being a country? I mean, they're going to steal your money. And they'll do it any way they can do it. Because they don't view it as your money. They view it as their money. All right? That's the bottom line. And now, I'm reading headline, Cyprus passes bills for EU bailout, Greece to take over bank branches. So Cyprus, the country, doesn't even own their own banks anymore. Another nation, Greece, next door neighbor, is going to take them over. Lawmakers in Cyprus approved three bills late Friday, so this just happened, aimed at securing a bailout for its troubled banks from the European Union and averting a financial meltdown. Legislation includes one bill that allows the government to divide the wobbling lenders into good and bad banks, a law that would likely be applied to first to Cyprus Popular Bank. The goal is to restructure without hurting small depositors. Right. Oh, the second law puts in place restrictions on financial transactions in times of crisis. What does that mean? Basically, it means to me you can't get your money out when they say it's a crisis. And the third sets up a, quote, solidarity fund, whatever that means. The country is expected to adopt more legislation in an effort to raise the 5.8 billion euros that Cyprus needs to get an EU bailout. I mean, when is this going to stop? It's not. This is just peeing in the wind. Nothing's going to change. I mean, there's nothing more to be said, really. This is a consequence of socialism. This is progressive policy. This is the end result. It's either dictatorship or violent suppression, revolution of some kind. Maybe the revolution succeed. Most fail, folks. Most fail. This is why I said, one of the reasons why I said earlier about the United States having a divine mission, appointment, that God was with us in our revolution, because most fail. Yeah, if he's not with you, you're doomed to fail. Frankly, the key tenet of socialism is atheism. Right? The state must be your God. Anyway, so the American Revolution is one of the few in the history of the world that succeeded because of that reason. But, you know, normally it's just death, anguish, enslavement, oppression, dictatorships, despotism, all the really bad things, right? Good can't come of this. This is the end result of socialism. So watch it die slowly. Again and again and again and again. This is what's coming here. If we think this is all great to be progressive, quote unquote. This is where it gets you. If you don't care about your liberties and morality in your policy, then you're doomed. It's over. How long do we have if we don't make a change? I don't know. If we get to 2016 and we elect someone from either party who basically will continue the course that we're on, that's the end, I think. I mean, that's my opinion right now. We will cease to be, and how long the death takes, I don't know. But that would be the end to me. You can't come back from that. No matter how good of a leadership you would elect in the future, or there's just no interest in saving it. But anyway, that's a ways away. It's a ways off. And not to bum me out, but that's how I'm feeling. So the Cyprus thing is kind of scary, but it's real. It's real life. And we've got to be prepared for that and learn lessons from that. This is the Christopher Manti Radio Show. I'm here till 11 p.m. Eastern every Friday night. 305-7176 is the phone number and the 718 area code. 718-305-7176, conservativenationradio.org. CNR show on Twitter. Facebook is also there at Conservative Nation Radio. And my show is on Facebook at Manti Show, M-A-N-T-E-I Show. I'm not the only one. Remember, we have a full lineup every day of the week, including women patriots. Now, conservatives respect pioneers, right? And Brenda Ward has been with conservativenationradio.org since the very beginning. Women like Michelle Malkin, Laura Ingraham, Ann Coulter, Monica Crowley, they have got nothing on Women Patriots with Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing. Tuesday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, is the place to hear from real women who are real patriots. So let your voice be heard, please. Incidentally, you don't have to be a woman. Conservative guys are welcome at the B&B show also. So feel free to chime in. Women Patriots with Brenda Ward, Barbara Buffing. ConservativeNationRadio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. And we'll be back with our last segment right after this.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, Doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, Doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, Doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, Doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
So please, you can join me. I'm here till 11, and that is it. Then I'm gone for the week. And you lost me. So feel free. Call me, 718-305-7176. Or email me, christopher@conservativenationradio.org. And that is it. Remember, listen to our shows all week, please. I've told you about Soldiers of Patriotism on Sundays, about Radio Free America on Mondays, about Women Patriots on Tuesdays. Wednesday, we've got the Warrior Catholic Show. Remember, there's a new pope, but no confirmation yet that he'll be on the Warrior Catholic program. But tune in Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central. You may just hear him. Who knows? We're working on it. The Sound of Freedom with our celebrities, Hig and Resch, on Thursdays at 7 Eastern, of course, and myself. And we've got a new show tomorrow, I think, premiering. Forgive me, powers that be, for not being more informed about this, but I believe we have a premiere tomorrow. And I think it's 4 o'clock Eastern time. So please tune in. New Wise Conservatism radio show. He's had he's had 214 episodes already. So this is a prolific program already, and we'd be happy to bring Mr. Robert Garding on. So anyway, again, if I'm mistaken in any way, I apologize, but that's my information. Looks like tomorrow we got a 7th program, so that's awesome. ConservativeNationRadio.org. This is the Trinity Media Studios, of course. And I believe I touched on everything I wanted to for the week here. That's a review. Satan, what does he look like? Yes, we did that. Israeli versus Palestinians, media bias. Yep. 10 years since the Iraq War, foreign policy. Yep. Cyprus. Yep. Rand Paul budget. Yep. We're good to go. I like to leave the segment for the more inane things of life. Sports and music or movies, stuff like that. The Oz movie, Oz the Great and Powerful. Awesome. Loved it. Loved it. I'm a huge fan of the original Wizard of Oz, except for one thing about it, which is the singing. I hate musicals. Hate musicals. They're so out of place. Just, I don't know what it is. I just never liked them, never will. But this new Oz movie does not have anything like that. Actually, there was one point where it kind of makes fun of it. The Munchkins make their appearance very briefly and start singing a song, and the wizard stops them. Stops singing. It's great. But the film is wonderful. The three witches, the antagonists, I guess, in it are tremendous, all of them. Michelle Williams and Mila Kunis and how could I forget her name? It's German name from Great Britain. This is crazy. I'm going crazy here. I cannot. Weiss, right. Rachel Weiss. Okay, right. Sorry. She's forgiven me. They're phenomenal. I would see it with your kids and everything. It's tremendous to see it. Of course, it's a spectacular visual, but it's a great, great, great film about innocence, I think. And it's appropriate, you know. It's not, doesn't disappoint me at all, which is easy to do. So highly recommend it. Anyway, of course, got the NCAA tournament going on, and I don't know if I missed anything spectacular tonight. Did I see Georgetown lost? That can't be right, can it? I'm checking this out right now. Let's see. Louisville. Okay, Duke, my Dukies. Yeah, I'm a Duke fan. We won easily today, thank God. We beat Creighton on Sunday, which should be another win, so it looks like we're into the
Sweet 16, but would hate to do that. LaSalle has won again. Wow, how awesome is that? LaSalle is a school in Philadelphia that I actually was accepted to. Wished I could have gone, but it was too expensive. They wouldn't give me any aid, financial aid, so I had to go to a school in New Jersey instead. But I'm very happy to see them be the Cinderella team, it looks like. Who else? Let's see. Wisconsin lost? Whoa. Here goes my bracket. A couple of rounds. Indiana, right? Fascinating. Sorry, I don't mean to read the results here live on the air, but that's the way it goes sometimes. Anywho, I'm into the NCAA tournament big time. Other than the Super Bowl, it's the best sporting event of the year. And, of course, I picked Duke to win it all. My final four are still intact, I hope. Duke versus Gonzaga, and then Indiana versus Georgetown, and then with the championship game of Indiana Duke and Duke winning. So there you go. Okay. Boom. Hopefully you get to see that. And tonight I got to do some catch up here after I get off the air and catch the end of some late games, which is awesome. They're on till midnight, which is tremendous. Love it. And I just wanted to mention also, again, I keep talking about Trinity Media, it's my company. And my new client is Crystal Kelly. And I've established a website for her for any information that you might possibly want. There's all kind of links and videos and pictures and a forum to make your comments and place to help Crystal out. It's standwithcrystal.com. Standwithcrystal.com. And I've got a hashtag registered also that's standwithcrystal. Do Twitter, and you want to be in on that, just use that. And we've got a Facebook page set up, also Stand With Crystal. You see the theme. We'll be hitting that pretty hard. She just had an interview with Michael Smirkanish last Friday, and this morning she was on BBC Radio in England and all over Europe. And this should be this weekend, should be doing a feature with LifeSiteNews.com, which is basically the biggest pro-life news site on the internet. And that should be promoted very well, thanks to me and others. Hopefully that makes a big impact. And we're still trying to line up TV spots and all that good stuff. Couldn't be happier to have Crystal as a client. And, of course, the official guiding mission principle behind Trinity, one of them, of the three, is the abolition of abortion. And this story with Crystal really highlights the reality of that most abortions happen because of genetic or physical defects of the baby. They're killed because they're not good enough, because they have an abnormality, because they're not perfect. How many of us are not perfect? How many of us physically are fine, normal? We are wretched messes inside, in our souls. Thank God nobody decided to murder us in the womb. We had a chance to make something of ourselves and let the Lord use us and work through us. I saw a stat the other day, 90% of all Down syndrome babies are murdered. Are aborted. 90%. This Crystal Kelly points out this discrimination against disabled children and how it's okay to kill them. How did we get to that point as a society, as a people, as a nation? To dehumanize to that point. To slavery is back, folks. I mean, you can kill people because they have Down syndrome. Yep, you got it. We sure can. We do it all the time. I remember, just as a closing, parting thought here, when we first became pregnant, my wife and I, with our first son, at the gynecologist, one of the first things, okay, test for this, test for that, genetic testing. I was like, genetic testing? What do you mean? Like, oh, well, you know, to test if he'll have, like, anything, defects, you know, Down syndrome, blah, blah, blah. I said, oh, okay, well, what if, and well, but what's the point of it? So what? You know, what are we going to, so it's too late now. You know, if he comes out different, then that's what he is. Well, the whole point of that was, oh, well, you might want to terminate the pregnancy. Like, whoa, what? What? That scared the crap out of me. That is the reason we do genetic testing or any kind of really any kind of testing to see if the baby. I mean, if something happens in the womb and the baby doesn't make it and it's a miscarriage, then something you can do to stop that. Really, I mean, right, other than eating right and doing things, common sense things, you can't change genetics. Point is, all this testing that they do is to give you an excuse mentally to kill your baby. Kill your own child because their chromosomes are not lined up right. Or they have an extra pair. Or they have a lacking a pair. Whatever the case may be. You see how ridiculous and evil this is now? So anyway, Crystal Kelly is my client and of Trinity Media. TrinityMediaOnline.com and Trin Media on Twitter. Follow all our goings on there. Facebook page also. Trinity Media page. Right? Trinity Media page. Whatever way is easiest for you to follow, please, please, please do so. On the website, trinitymediaonline.com, there's a sign up at the bottom of the page for an email list. Please get on that. I'll be sending out a newsletter shortly. We've got a bunch of people on it already, so that's pretty awesome. So my client will help in that and spur people to action. Hopefully I've spurred you to something this evening with my topics, and I'll be back next week, same bat time, same bat channel, conservativenationradio.org. Please listen to all our shows throughout the week, including tomorrow's New Wise Conservatism radio show with new host Robert Garding. Please do so and take care of yourselves, please, and see what you can do for the Lord, for your loved ones. We all have a choice. Who will we serve? It's time to choose. See you next week, guys. Take care. Now,